There is a powerful key that separates teens who live out their faith beyond their college years and those who don't. We're going to find out what that is next on Engaging Today's Teens. Welcome to Engaging Today's Teens, a podcast by Youth for Christ. I'm Doug Fitzgerald, and I'm joined by Pastor Matt Schulte. Matt has been working with teens for over two decades, and now he's raising his own. So let's join him on this journey and learn how to engage today's young people. Now, Matt, you've worked with youth in youth ministry throughout most of your life, and I know that you've really dug into finding what separates the youth who live out their faith past their college years and those who don't. What has your experience taught you?
So I've worked in youth ministry straight out of college and really ever since. And early on, I was doing quite a bit of research on what could a parent do that will lead their children to carry on the faith. You know, we looked at private Christian schooling, private faith-based schooling. Is that the indicator? No. What if they attend church regularly? Well, no, not really. What if they pray for their kids? Yeah, there's some impact there. But I really found some research that indicated, and I've come to firmly believe, that the primary difference between teens who live out their faith beyond college and those who don't is that those teens served alongside their parent. Mm. So it wasn't just that they went to church. It wasn't just that their parents prayed for them. It wasn't that they just attended church, but it was that their parents were living out the faith, and they were indicating that their kids by serving alongside them. You know, even something simple like being a part of the greeting team and welcoming people at your church. It might be serving communion. It might be going on a short-term mission trip. But those acts of service with a teen indicated that the parents living it out, and that was one of the biggest indicators to teens living it out.
Do you think there's a connection with that and then the relationships that are also built during that process, not only with the parents, but then those that you're serving with?
Yeah, I could absolutely see that as well. You know, you develop during that time another adult who is a faithful follower of God as well that leans into your kid's life as well. For sure, yep. I could see that being an indicator as well. I think kind of the idea behind this is that doing is greater than talking. It kind of the idea is that the sum of our life is more valuable than the words we say.
Right.
You know, the things we do, we can say things, but our kids know when we're not living it out, right? Like they can go, yeah, but Dad, I saw you Thursday night, you know.
Right.
You were yelling at me. But the idea that it's not just the words we say, but the whole sum of our life, including our actions and our service, is what can really instill faith in the life of our kids.
What about teens who are involved maybe in Christian ministries or organizations as they're growing up, going through middle school and high school, that also then carry on beyond that? I've seen a lot of youth who carry on their faith beyond their high school years because they're still involved in organizations that allow them to continue to serve, you know, as they're in college or young adults.
Absolutely.
You know, maybe it's FCA, maybe it's camps, maybe it's missionary organizations, and it allows them that connection to carry and move forward.
That's absolutely true. So those other organizations, especially as they move into college age years, can be a great place to invest and grow their faith. I think one of the cautions for adults and teens is that we think, and I think I see this primarily with private faith-based schooling, is that parents are outsourcing their faith development to these organizations.
Gotcha. Yep.
And they believe that's going to be enough. That's not going to be enough. You still need to be talking about it and living it out in your own life as well. And so absolutely those outside organizations can play a big part. I know it played a big part in my brother's life. He was very involved in FCA in college and in my life. I was involved in the ministries of my campus as well. So those things can really have an impact, but we got to be careful that we're not outsourcing the faith development of our kids.
Makes sense.
I had the chance a few years ago. I was taking some master's degree courses in downtown Chicago. We were right on Michigan Avenue, and we were introducing ourselves at the beginning of a course, and we were going around the room telling everybody who we were, and it was just a nonprofit management degree, so it wasn't a particularly, it wasn't faith-based necessarily at all. But we got around introducing ourselves, and this one lady said, "My name is Noya, and I work at," and then she named a Jewish synagogue. She says, "My name's Noya, I work at the synagogue, but I'm a non-practicing Jew." And that's how she ended, and it went on to the next person. And I kind of heard that, and I thought to myself, man, she has the self-awareness to recognize she's working at a synagogue, but she's a non-practicing Jew. I kind of wish that terminology would be adopted a little bit more in our churches, in our vernacular, and say, "I'm a non-practicing Christian." Because sometimes that happens where our teens can see they're a non-practicing Christian. Our teens see us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they know when we're only going through the rhythms of showing up at church occasionally, and they know we're a non-practicing Christian. So I think that's one thing I learned from that little interaction, is that parents and adults, we will be exposed to our teens. And so we need to do our best to be a practicing Christian. And part of that is serving alongside our kids.
It's kind of like that phrase, being caught, not taught.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a very strong phrase. As a matter of fact, did you pull that out of my notes? Because I had a little note here about this. You probably didn't see that yet, but there's a quote here from the Gospel-Shaped Family. It says, "There is no substitute for living in a manner worthy of the gospel, but also let us commit to verbally teaching biblical truths to the kids." So we need to live in a way that's worthy, and we need to teach. So don't hear me say, don't talk about your faith with your kids, but I am saying very clearly, live out your faith with your kids.
What does Scripture say about this?
Well, there's a number of, I think of in Matthew 12, 34, where Jesus says, "You brood of vipers, how can you speak good when you are doing evil? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." And so Jesus really points this out in some people and says, you are not living this out.
Right.
You're only speaking the truth. You're only speaking words.
Kind of like, I'd rather you be hot or cold, but not lukewarm.
Yep.
Get after it.
So my challenge to you, to me, to us as adults in the lives of teens, if we want to see our faith instilled in the lives of our teens, we need to live it out ourselves, and then let's bring them along in the journey. Let's serve alongside them. Serve in the nursery. Work in the parking lot. You know, look for opportunities in your congregation or outside your congregation. You know, take them to the city mission and spend some time and serve alongside and talk about why it's important to do these things.
And in doing so, you found that it's going to allow them to live out their faith well beyond their high school years into their adult years. And that's exactly the point.
And it's not a foolproof thing, right? There's still other reasons why a kid might lose their faith. There's other reasons why kids who grew up without faith come to faith during those times as well. But it sure seems to me to be a very strong indicator.
All right. It's time once again for one of the most popular segments you have. People ask me all the time, what's the slang of the day, Doug? So today, Matt, what's the slang of the day?
So the slang of the day is drip. The word is drip, D-R-I-P. It's sort of a slang synonym for style, for fashion. I guess one way for you and me to think about it is that kind of Gen X had fashion, millennials had swag, and Gen Z has drip.
There you go.
There you go.
All right. Do I got drip?
We'll see.
We'll see. All right. Well,
you're working on it.
I'm working on the drip. I'm going to add that to my slang. All right, Matt. Well, thank you so much for sharing the wisdom and knowledge that you've learned over the years in this area with us. It's so great. Such a great reminder for all of us to remember to bring our young people alongside us on our faith journey every single day. We want to thank you for joining and listening to this episode of Engaging Today's Teens, a podcast brought to you by Youth for Christ. The Lincoln Area Youth for Christ is a non-denominational, nonprofit organization serving over 2,400 youth in the Lincoln community and surrounding areas. If you'd like to learn more about the life-changing ministries of Youth for Christ, go to yfclincoln.org. That's yfclincoln.org. And don't forget to click subscribe to Engaging Today's Teens on your favorite podcasting app. We'll see you next time.